time. Cold-blooded old time. Cold-blooded old time. The type of memory that turn your bones to glass.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damiel.
And this is Douglas.
This is the official podcast of GMANReviews.com.
You're damn right.
Today we'll be going through, as usual, what we've been watching, because I haven't had an original idea in forever, which sounds normal. Then we'll be going through news trailers, and then we'll be reviewing this film.
I was told that this is what we were talking about.
Absurdistan. I think I'll start off with what I've been watching this week.
Fair enough.
This week, I decided to finally get into my list of shame, and I watched a film by Akira Kurosawa. I watched Rashomon, which is the story of these three men who are stuck in the rain in this area known as Rashomon, broken down area, and they're talking about this murder that happened that they can't understand, and they have like they have four different versions of the story. They have, because it's about a thief. Is it a thief? You can call him a thief, can I? I'm just trying to figure out a title for him. Who comes upon this couple going down this road, and he decides to take the woman. He lusts for this woman as soon as he sees her, and he tricks the man into going into the woods and blah blah blah. And then he kills the man eventually, which is the murder. And we have these four versions: the versions of the thief, the versions of the woman, the version of the dead man, and of course, the version eventually of the man who came upon the body. Right? And, I mean, the movie never gives us the absolute sure version of the film. I mean, version of the story, as in what version is true. All you have to do is you have to take these four versions and know that there are, you know, 5 inches away from the truth, each of them. And you just decide upon which version you like to believe or which parts you want put together to make. But, I mean, I definitely loved this film when I watched it. But immediately after I watched the film, I went back to Film Spotting's episode where they spoke about this film. And they were talking about it. And it made me realize something that I didn't get immediately as I was watching it. And, I mean, it's definitely right. I can't remember which one brought this up, whether it was Kempinar or Matthew Robinson, but they said that each version, you realize that when whoever is telling the story is the one who leaves the story most honorable, which I think is an amazing touch to the film. I definitely...
What? Sorry, I said that one time. What do you mean by leaves the story more honorable?
As in, when the story is over, him, the one who was telling it, he in the story
is the honorable
person. Is the honorable one of the four characters in the story.
What's so special about it?
The fact that
Andrew's just saying that he didn't see that when he was watching.
Oh, you didn't see it when
I didn't see it, and then as soon as I heard them say that,
then it,
you know, it just clicked and everything went. And I thought that was a good thing in the film. It was a good touch.
A good touch.
Oh, Kurosawa has a good touch.
Really?
This dude might just be as good as people tell. Yeah, say
young director. He did
inspire Star Wars, so there's that.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Just making sure.
Also this week I sat down and I watched The Damned United. Which is the story of
By the way, not only did he watch
I'm coming to that. Which was the story of Brian Clough, this famed English manager who took Derby and made them good. Which, for any of you just like myself out there, young fans of English football who've been watching English football for a little while, maybe not as long as 50 years, but you know, long enough that you feel comfortable calling yourself a football fan and knowing something. The word derby and good don't necessarily come together that often. At all. Would I say that often or at all?
Never. I hear you say that. No, I have this reaction.
But I mean,
this twitching my...
But I mean...
Is derby even still in the Premier League?
Derby is technically not a football side.
But I mean, I've always
run around in uniforms.
I think they've moved into track and field.
But I mean, it's something that I've always said. You know, if I were to look back 50 years in football history, I'm sure I'd find out that Charlton won the Premier League and Espanyol was the biggest side in Spain, and you know, all these mad things would be happening, and Man U would be the bottom of the table. Barcelona couldn't score a goal. All of these things would have happened, but unfortunately, I was born today. So
fortunate.
So Derby shit, so on and so forth. Well, however, one thing that I have to say, this movie definitely isn't a regular sports film. Most sports films are all about like the team overcoming something, right? And I mean, they definitely push that angle, but that's not the main point of the film. The main point of the film has to do with actual Brian Clough and how he comes about. And
his assistant manager.
And his assistant manager. Oh, you've seen this one?
Yes, I have.
Okay. The funny thing about it is when I finished watching this film, I tweeted that the film was pretty average for me. It was average. However, Michael Sheen, who's on Twitter, I added him so he could get the message, was pretty awesome at points. And me and my ridiculous spelling error, I wrote the damn United. He tweeted me back saying, at least get the fucking name right, you idiot.
Yeah, that would help.
The one shining light in this film is Michael Sheen. I think he's amazing in it.
Ah, now you play it up. Now that you know that he's listening. Okay, alright. I see what's going on over here.
And I mean, another thing which came to mind, because I mean, we're all football fans, as we've mentioned numerous times on this podcast.
Some of our teams still have a chance to, you know, do well in the league.
It's only 3 weeks
in. Other teams, however,
it's only 3 weeks
to Burnley.
In. Only 3 weeks
in. When they beat Wigan 5-0, the mighty Wigan.
When we watch all these matches and we see players like Drogba, Ronaldo, all of these players who are touted as amazing players, but then everyone always loves to call them out whenever they're diving, they're playing horribly, dirty play. And one thing that really resonated with me was the character of Don Revy, and how you saw how his team was playing and how Brian Clough took it upon himself to make this very vocal as to how he sees that team playing dirty, illegal play, and all sorts of things. And as Leeds were the top team that time, it kind of makes me think, even though I don't believe this, in 50 years, will someone look back at Manchester United, at Chelsea, all of those teams playing today, and you'll hear the story.
This is a long time, you know. Leeds was how long ago? Was it that
this
long?
Was in the 70s. This was in the 70s.
No, so
that was
so.
Whatever. You know, just pick a long number.
Yeah.
Will you look back at it in and look at Alex Ferguson, at Jose Mourinho, and see these people purposely playing games like this? Will it be the fault of the player or the manager? And things like that came up to mind, and I thought that was kind of interesting for me to think about that, but you know. Another film I watched this week was, wait, no, I haven't seen anything else. I thought I had seen something else this week, but the last thing on my list is Life is Beautiful and Orphan, which I already wrote a review for, and I think Douglas is going to talk about, so I'm going to leave it for the moment.
Well, okay, I guess.
Damien, anything you'd like to talk about that you've seen this week?
Alright, some movies that I've seen this week. I'm going to talk about two that I'd seen before. Watch Casino Royale again.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I tell you. I think it's my third favorite. No. it's a poke at Andrew. Yeah, this movie's awesome. It shouldn't be a James Bond movie. That's my only problem with that movie.
Just change the name,
because
it'll be even better.
James Bond on a whole is this campy, it's like a fairy tale to spies. Where what's the other see Bourne? Where Bourne,
yeah.
Is more based in somewhat reality. I mean, not all of it is reality, but this movie felt so grounded in the world that I live in, right, that it should not have been, it doesn't feel like all the other James Bond movies, which makes sense because they were rebooting this the franchise, but I'd have preferred if it was like a one-off movie, not named James Bond. So I didn't. So every time I saw it, I didn't have to associate it with the rest
so
of the James Bond canon.
So what you're saying is that this should have been a James Bond movie.
Right. they should have called it something else. I don't know. But I really do love that movie. I've heard people say bad things about that movie.
What?
I won't say where. But there are, you can look for yourself, there are bad reviews for that movie. Oh, Daniel Craig didn't make such a good Bond.
My father doesn't like Daniel
and
Craig. Because my father and my mother, they hate him.
Fair. But there are crazy people out there. And the reason I went back and watched the movie is because I was looking through IMDb's top 250.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at all the movies I hadn't seen. Because I want to at least see the top 250 on IMDb's list. While I don't agree with all of them on the list, I want to at least see them so that I can say, well, you know. And I saw some horrible review for Casino Royale, and I went back and I watched it, and it's still great. It's a great, great movie. And the other movie that I've seen is one of Andrew's favorite movies, Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yes. Is this the first time you've seen it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
all right. No, I just wondered.
No,
was someone holding your hand as
no,
you were
watching
it?
No, I have balls. Right? And these balls allow me to watch movies without crying. Anyone who has seen the movie knows that it's messed up. But I think as I've grown older and more cynical, some of the things that used to, you know, that used to tug on, you know, the whole heartstrings, not so much. Like when the mother started to get hooked on the diet pills, I remember the first time and the son came to speak with her. I remember the first time I
and
saw that
realized,
conversation,
yeah.
I went, this show is this show is rough. And I saw it and I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't take you should be stupid and be taking it. That's the first thing that came to my head. I'm like, you know, I need to work on becoming a better person.
Yes,
I really should.
Very much need to.
But that movie is still a great movie. And I shouldn't. But the problem with that movie is it's hard to recommend that movie to other people.
No, I definitely don't recommend that film other than for people who I know are into film.
But I saw Dimitri recently, and Dimitri looked at me and I told Dimitri that there was a Lego movie and a Monopoly movie coming out, and Dimitri said no, it is impossible, and he got very angry. I was very upset. I'm like, that's not even they're going to make shitty movies until you're dead. And Dimitri's like, you know what, I'm just going to stop watching movies. I'm like, no, I can guide you through the rubbish, can keep you safe on the movie path. He's like, alright, bring me some movies. And I agreed. So I was going through. And that was one of the things that triggered the looking at the list. And so those are the two movies that I've seen previously. And what rewatched. And they're still great movies. I'm sure, like the James Bond thing, I can't understand. But I can understand where there's people who won't like this movie.
Oh yeah, Requiem for a Dream is...
And will treat this movie how I treated the Dollhouse movie. What's the name of the movie?
Welcome to the Dollhouse.
I'm sure there's people that will see that movie how I saw the Welcome to the Dollhouse movie. But I think that's fine.
Yeah.
New movies that I've seen, The Damned United. I'm almost sure that I talked about it last week.
No.
But Andrew just asked me if I've seen the movie. Mm-hmm. So I realized I didn't. I love the movie way more than Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
The performances were great, and the movie is not about the teams at all. The teams are mentioned, but they have nothing to do with the teams.
It's
all about
management.
The manager and
yeah.
his assistant and the relationship they had and what came as a result of their relationship. The other movie I saw is World's Greatest Dad. I think Andrew is going to use it as his pick for next week.
Yeah.
So I won't talk much about it. I'll just say no, that my review's meh. I don't hate the movie. Definitely don't love the movie. I see where this movie might gain cult status, because there's things in this movie that people might be drawn to, but I am not one of those people, so not a big fan of that movie. I also saw World Unseen. It's this. It's an English movie. I think it's out of India or one of those places. It's about, I'm not sure where the movie's from, but it's about two Indian girls who in the culture, you know, you're supposed to you have arranged marriages, and they're not too fond of the guys that they're supposed to marry, and they find each other and find out that they love each other. But you know,
I think maybe I've seen a trailer for that.
I saw the trailer and I had the movie for a while and didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, I've seen the L word, so I see how, I've been used to one way of how people portray lesbians and their interactions, and this movie didn't really do that, but I can understand because they're hiding, but a lot of the scenarios and a lot of the things that they did didn't feel natural to me, but I know I'm basing that because I don't know any real lesbians. And I'm a man, so I can't be a lesbian.
So the closest thing you can find to a lesbian.
Yes. And so the only reason it doesn't feel natural to me is because I've seen 6 seasons of The L Word. And so that's the only major-ish complaint, but it's not really that big of a complaint. The movie is really good. It's just that some of their interactions I didn't really find a lot believable. But outside of that, I'd recommend this movie to anybody. It's not like a phenomenal movie that everyone should see. But if you get the chance to watch a movie, I think you should.
I know this sounds like a stupid question after you just said you watched 6 seasons, but like, I've never really watched L Word and I've been slightly curious. Is it that good that you should really...
It is... At times, I find it hard to believe that it was that good.
Stop. Let me give you the lowdown on the L Word. The L Word is rubbish. I watched one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, I can't even say I watched one episode. I watched 2 minutes of one episode.
Chuck.
Inside, no. No.
All right.
Within those 2 minutes, what happened? I think this girl got... lost on the beach because she had got lost on the beach, then somehow found like some house, some random house that had cocaine in it, so she took cocaine, and like it was just ridiculous. I can't even remember. I just remember that there were like 4 or 5 insane things that took place inside these 2 minutes that were somehow like connected but made no sense to be connected. It blew my mind.
So you're judging a show based on 2 minutes.
Yes.
When you keep telling us how it took 2 seasons for you to like Chuck.
Like 1900 hours. 4 years.
No, but I enjoyed watching it.
4 years.
Even though I wasn't sure if it was great, I enjoyed watching it.
So remember in the first season of The Wire, to make sure that you knew that it was on HBO, they had a lot of sex scenes. And
no, this is like the
stop.
Last season.
Could you stop?
No, this is like the second to last season that I've watched. Just to let you know.
Let Damien go.
Right. They had, you know, certain scenes to remind you that this is HBO and it couldn't be on, you know, basic cable or whatever they call it. Showtime did that, but then decided never to take it out. Right? So, there's parts of the show that is soft core porn, right? But my brain accepted that. I mean, it's women sleeping with other women, I'm not wired to see that and go, no. This is wrong. No. But the stories, listen, if it was just about, you know, porn. The porn, I have the internet. To watch porn. It's real porn on the internet.
It's not easy to find.
Exactly. No one watches this because of the porn. What you watch it for, and you can ask Levi, is the drama is really well done. I mean, it's always entertaining. And there's always drama, so there's always a reason to continue watching. And you'll enjoy it because the acting is great and the direction is great. And the stories, the overarching storylines for each season is always good. You never go, oh, why do I keep watching this like Chuck? You don't know why you keep watching this. Like, oh, I'm watching this, but I have no idea. No, you'll know. Listen, if you watch the first three episodes and find yourself going, no, then don't watch it.
How many times do you think we can go through this episode and say Chuck?
Many.
Okay. But I have one thing to say to that thing about how great that show is.
Mm-hmm.
Pam Grier.
Yes, she's a minor character and she runs a coffee shop. And she's actually good in this series.
No, she's not. I've seen her act in this movie. Well, actually, I don't even have to have seen her act in the 2 minutes that you watched. No. That was just one. That was just one part that I'd seen. I have actually come across the show on a few occasions. It's not like, oh, I saw this 2 minutes and that was.
But that's what you said.
That is what
I said that those were 2 minutes that I had seen. And it was just so ridiculous that I had to relate to you.
Okay, well, you may now relate this new information.
No. There is no new information. It's Pam Grier. Pam Grier has always been a bad actress.
She's not phenomenal.
She still is a bad actress. She's awful
phenomenal
in this show.
But the role that she gets to play is so minor. And whenever she's called to do whatever, she does it well. It's not like you go and you're like, oh, shit, Pam. Like, you're staring like,
it's Pram Gerta.
Okay, alright, moving on. Anything else you saw this week, Damon?
What else did I see? I know that's not it. I can't remember what else I've seen. So, going on to Douglas.
Alright, well, what has Douglas seen? This week, I guess because Andrew mentioned it, I did watch Orphan. Has Andrew talked to you about the Orphan thing that we saw? No, nothing at all. Okay, so I'm just going to say from now, I didn't really like it. Andrew loved it. I thought it was okay, whatever. But that's not why I love this movie.
You said you didn't.
I know, but I do. I love this movie because of what it means.
Yes.
Now, this movie was displayed using a digital projector.
Not a 3D film. And we know this for sure because not only was the picture crystal clear, but it started out with the whole, we are using Dolby Digital shit. Yeah. And you could see the difference.
The video was spotless. It was really good.
So as you can see, Damon, Andrew was not lying when he spoke about Ice Age.
Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe
it. No, does this mean Caribou will be projecting digitally for all their films forward? We don't know.
What theater was this in?
It was at Caribou, it was in the big room. It was in 3.
Three.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll find out this week if any films that come out this week will be digital.
Right.
I'll find out.
And the audio was...
No. The audio was, well, I don't think the audio was bad, actually. I think the audio was okay, but it wasn't...
It wasn't anything worth mentioning.
Fair enough. So they've solved half the problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
So there's that. I don't really need to mention anything more. That was the highlight of my week. I've been continuing
to watch Chuck.
To watch not Chuck.
Chuck is
I've
done.
Finished Chuck.
He can't watch anymore until
exactly.
It comes back.
Right, but I've been continuing to watch The Big Bang Theory. I've seen 2 or 3 more episodes and not so bad, so I'm going to keep on with that.
You're going to keep chucking along.
Exactly. What else did I watch? I watched a movie that we cannot name on this podcast.
What? Why?
Why did I watch a movie that we cannot name? Because it's awesome.
I have no clue what he's talking about. Just to let you know. Whatever Douglas is trying to be funny about, it's
not
working.
To be funny.
I guess it's one of the movies that we've banned from.
Exactly, it's been banned.
Oh, okay, that's what you mean. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. All right,
fair enough. Moving on.
Yeah, I also watched a movie that I'd seen before, and at the time, I really didn't like it. This was actually I watched it when it came out, or close to that time. Probably sometime in 01, 2000, whatever it was. Lost in Translation. Didn't really like it at the time. And then I watched it again this week because I said, you know what? I really like her other movies. And I really like that type of movie, so I don't know why I didn't like it. So I watched it, and can I tell you, the hour and 45 minutes that it actually went on felt like five. I loved it. I watched watched it from start to finish, and I was ready for more immediately. So yeah, that was fantastic. That was a nice little coming of, I don't know. It was a nice realization that, you know, there's another movie that I can say yes, I love it.
Just to let you know, Jack G is in the chat room, and he says Pam Grier is a fox.
Maybe 30 years ago, Jack.
And he hates Chuck.
He hates Chuck?
Well, you're not the only one. Douglas did for about 40 hours.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't know why I liked it.
I don't know why I like it. It's cheeky.
Alright, moving on.
Okay, what else have I watched this week? This week I watched Absurdistan, of course.
Which we'll talk about later.
We will talk about it later. But yeah, I have not much more media stuff going on this week. Really a slow week in that regard. So I guess that's it for me.
Yep. Just to end that off, Jack G calls you an ageist.
An ageist? Yes. No. Listen, Jack, I'm not saying she's like too old for this earth.
Wow.
No.
Wow. This can't end well. Nothing he says after this is going to make.
No, I just think that's a fantastic monologue.
I'm not saying that. It's not because she's old. I love old people. I've bagged a lot of old people.
I would tap that ass.
Moving on to the news this week.
Should see me at the old people's home.
Good stuff. Age is just a number, baby.
So, news this week. The movie that's been talked about so much in the last few months, because we know it's coming.
Is that Where's Waldo?
Where the Wild Things Are.
No.
Manhoverly?
No, those are trash in comparison to what I'm about to mention. This movie which makes you think you're watching porn, but then it doesn't. It's called Triple X, and it's the return of Xander Cage. So for all those people who said to themselves, Vin Diesel is above all of these films, then no.
Wait, stop. Why would somebody say he's above this film?
Because he said
I'm done with these movies.
He said
so he is above this film.
All right,
he is not above what was that babysitting Disney film?
The Pacifier.
The Pacifier. He's not above The Pacifier.
No, because The Rock did that and it made him chillin'. Fillions of dollars. The Rock makes Disney movies and they churn out money. So he's not above money.
So he was hoping he was hoping to emulate The Rock's example.
Which is always a good mark.
So yeah, this movie, Triple X Part 3, is gonna be coming, I don't know when, but a new director has been attached to it.
What you people are failing to understand is that this man has made one good movie all his life.
Which one is that?
Saving Private Ryan.
Shut up. He made Pitch Black.
No,
shut up.
Listen.
Movie. I actually watched that movie because I saw the second one today, The Chronicles of...
Yes, which is
awful, right? But I said, you know what? Everybody still seems to like this Pitch Black rubbish. I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. Listen, what the hell?
It's not...
Completely less than average.
Hold on. Let Damien say what he's going to say.
I'm not saying that is a phenomenal movie. I said he being Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying at the Vin Diesel
level. At the Vin Diesel level. Okay. I have one movie that I've seen with him. and it's been remotely good, right? There's another one where he's in a court. What's the name?
Find Me Guilty.
Find Me Guilty. People said, no, he has a second movie, Find Me Guilty. No. And then he's
I would give that movie the Vin Diesel bar. I would give that movie
triplets.
I would definitely say that movie is better than Pitch Black.
Fast and the Foolishness. And he's done The Pacifier. Now he's gone back and made a sequel to Pitch Black, which is atrocious.
Yeah. Yup.
Then he said, I'm going to go back and do Fast and the Foolishness, which is even more atrocious. People say, oh, it's not as bad as two. No shit.
Oh, wait, hold on. Jack mentions a movie which is actually half decent with Vin Diesel in it. You and I have seen this film. I don't know if Damien has seen it. Boiler Room.
Oh yeah, no, but I'm talking starring roles. He was in that movie.
Yeah,
but it wasn't his movie. Right? Just like Saving Private Ryan. Yes, he was in the movie, but it's not his movie.
I always like to think of Saving Private Ryan as his best film because he's the first one to die.
Yes, but he's not. It's not his movie. He's in the movie, just like Boiler Room. I love Boiler Room, but he's only in... Right.
Yeah, that's where Beast's movie.
And really, now he's going to do over his... Arguably his worst movie, because Triple X... is one of my worst movies.
And you want to know what adds to the
Pacifier is bad. But Triple X is... He said, think PlayStation in that movie. I will never forgive him for that. He's going to... They made a second one, which was worse than the first one, remarkably.
Horrible.
Now they're going to make a third one and bring him back. And as I said, he's returned to two previous properties. And it didn't help. And now he's going to... I won't even watch the trailer for this movie. That's how bad this movie is going to be.
But you want to know what makes this even better?
What?
Apparently the director, Erickson Kaur, is going to be attached to the project. And you want to know what he directed?
Oh, I've read this story.
He's directed Payback, which is a film I kind of like.
I love that movie.
I like that movie a lot. He's also directed a film, I don't know, called Mumford. Don't know what that
is. Oh, you don't know Mumford? That's the one about the psychologist, who's really not a psychologist, but he's just tricking everybody. And then he's come to this town and he's really like coming straight from like
is
a rehab
the movie
thing.
Good? Is the movie good?
Not really.
Okay. your favorite film, The Fast and Foolishness.
Yes.
And Douglas's
The first one.
Okay. And Douglas's favorite film of all time, Daredevil.
Yes.
I have to watch this movie now.
Oh.
So now we've brought together all these wonderful elements.
If Christopher Nolan was doing this movie, I still wouldn't watch it. That is how sure I am that this movie is going to suck. My favorite director, possibly of all time, is doing this movie, and I am sure I'm going to hate this movie. Because nothing can save this movie.
Huh.
Nothing.
Huh.
Moving right along.
Yes.
What's the next
news item, sir? Next news item is this rumor, which is going around.
This rumor is a rumor.
I just want to talk about it a little bit, right? Chris Nolan, who we don't even know for sure whether the movie is even going to happen with him. The sequel to The Dark Knight, the third Batman film, they're talking rumors about it all being shot in IMAX. Yes, the concept of all being shot in IMAX is wonderful because more resolution, more all of these wonderful things. However, the cost, the fact that apparently you can't shoot more than, 2 minutes worth of film in one take because of the quality, the heavy-duty equipment, it can't handle, the film will run out in 2 minutes. So that's a cut right there.
Digital IMAX. Booyah.
No, but the IMAX camera. I'm talking about the camera, not the...
No, but if you do digital, then it's a hard drive.
Right, it's pumped into a hard drive.
I'm sure they're using a hard drive now.
But if we're going to talk about this rumor, why not talk about how Megan Fox is supposed to be Catwoman?
No, but if it's a cost issue, the last movie made... What, $19 billion?
Here's another thing. It made $19 billion because it was everywhere. No, everywhere doesn't have IMAX.
Yes, but...
They have only, I read an article and it was on Film School Rejects. And they use the number 29,000. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but they have 29,000 screens in the States.
Sure.
Which are IMAX. Mm-hmm. And then they have to use a ridiculous cost to downgrade the film from IMAX to...
Yes, but you keep bringing up cost. I'm sure that the Batman 2 made, if I'm not mistaken, $1 trillion. Right?
A big number that right. probably
a big
doesn't
number
have a word.
We can write enough zeros to follow. If Christopher Nolan wants to shoot the movie from out of space, Warner Brothers is going to give him the money to do it. Because I can guarantee you that the third movie will beat the second movie's opening day numbers and will be everywhere. That movie is guaranteed to make back whatever the cost of the movie is in the first 3 weeks. Why? Because billions of people watch the second one. It's the Spider-Man 2 effect. Spider-Man 3 was nonsense. Didn't stop it from breaking every single record Spider-Man 2 had. The Matrix was awesome. The Matrix 2 murdered the first Matrix record. And the Matrix 3 murdered the second Matrix record. Even after they sat down for 2.5 hours and watched a subpar second movie, everyone lined up, you included, me included, to watch the third movie. No one who saw The Dark Knight is going to go, you know, I'm not going to watch this third movie. Nobody.
I don't think I actually went to the theater to see Revolutions.
Of course you did. Come on.
Did I?
Come on.
Everyone went.
I remember going to see Reloaded. But I can't remember seeing Rev.
You know how
because
bad it was?
Everybody was.
I went to the movie and it was so full I had to sit in the front row. Literally, the front row. I was. You know how far the screen was from me? It was that wall.
The love.
Right? It was ridiculous.
Listen to me. Everyone.
So a foot.
Listen, Andrew, they're going to market. In fact, this movie, the third movie might even make back it money before we actually sit in the theaters.
Just
everyone is going
to,
exactly,
up.
People
yeah.
is going to, they're going to license so much shit. Burger King going to pay them. McDonald's going to pay, Nike might pay them. Anything with Batman on it, when the third movie is coming out, will be sold. And you know that. So it's, cost is not the problem. They can't make cost a problem because they know they're going to make by their money. You think Sony cared that the third Spider-Man movie was going to use up more effects than all the others and going to cost them more? No one cared.
All right, just to clear up facts.
Uh-oh.
The Matrix production cost is estimated by Box Office Mojo as $63 million.
Right.
It grossed domestically in the States $171.5 million.
Right.
Matrix Reloaded cost $150
million right.
and made $281.5 million
mm-hmm.
in the States. Matrix Reload Revolutions cost another $150 million and only grossed $139 and change.
What's that? The opening day gross? Or
no, that's the total.
That's impossible. The third Matrix made $100 million, $150 million.
That's only in the States. Foreign added up worldwide.
It made
$427 million.
Yeah, but they still made back their money.
Yeah, but the point is that it didn't.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the opening day. I'm pretty sure the opening day was massive.
Let's see. Opening weekend for Matrix 1 was $27 million.
Nearing
28. Matrix Reloaded was nearing 92, and Matrix Revolutions was 48.5.
Those numbers sound wrong. But it still made back your money. What I'm saying is that it's going to make back money. Right? People went to the second one because the first one was awesome. People are going to the third Batman film because the second one.
Curious question. Everyone always has this theory out there of comic book films that it goes 1 okay, 2 awesome, 3 shit. Do you think this will hold for our Batman trilogy?
If Nolan does it, it's impossible. No.
So what was the rule again?
One is okay, two is awesome, three is shit. Three goes to hell.
Which movie is by this rule?
Spider-Man, X-Men,
anything else?
Hulk. Hulk so far, although we haven't seen a third one.
No, that's, Batman. That doesn't count as a trilogy.
The first connected. The first Batman setup.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm sure there are others out there, but I can't think of them offhand.
But that's what I'm saying. That's like three.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Yes, but the rule still is...
It's there. Whatever.
So, I thought it was the exceptions that made the rule, not the... The rule that is for the exceptions.
All right.
Moving on.
This week there was an article posted on MoviePhone. Sorry, MoviePhone called "If This Summer's Indies Were Blockbusters." Now we haven't seen all of these films, but I thought it was a really cool article.
Stop. Say it right.
We haven't seen any of these films. I've seen one of them.
Which one have you seen?
The Girlfriend Experience. Damien has seen a Hurt Locker, The Girlfriend. No, I don't think there's anything else that you've seen.
Exactly.
But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right, so for example, for The Girlfriend Experience, which, as you know, is this really low-budget doc shot film. Mm-hmm.
What if they threw billions of dollars behind it?
They're saying if they threw billions of dollars behind it, Steven Soderbergh directed this big-budget star-studded romantic comedy about a high-end call girl played by Julia Roberts, who struggles to navigate the increasingly blurred line between her career and her personal life and finds love.
What would happen? Duplicity would happen. It made $0.
I think they were going
but this,
for...
this one is what I think is one of my favorite ones out of the lot. Now, we've seen the trailer for Moon and we've heard reactions and we can kind of guess what kind of movie it is, right?
You can't talk about Moon, Andrew. You've been banned from the internet.
Can't wait till Avatar
finishes this episode. So they say what Moon is a thoughtful and taut thriller about a man, Indy Darling Sam Rockwell, looking forward to returning home from a long-term solo space mission when something goes wrong. What it could have been if money was thrown behind it, a Jerry Bruckheimer actioner starring Nick Cage as a rogue astrophysicist who's discovered that the moon's orbit has been thrown out of whack by global warming.
Why are we
setting it on a collision course with Earth? His scruffy sidekick pal played by Sam Rockwell.
Andrew, quick question. Why are you reading this?
I think it's a funny article.
No, it is not. It is sad. It is making me depressed, right?
Why?
Because no one wants this. The reason that indie films exist is to give us a nice soft cushion to fall back from after we've been to the theaters and seen shitty movies.
Also, blockbusters are blockbusters.
And, you know, they know what gets people in seats. And that's what they make. If Moon was a blockbuster, then we wouldn't be this excited for it. We'd have seen the trailer and gone, another Nick Cage atrocious movie. You wouldn't want to watch it. Why?
You just broke my heart.
Next.
Next article that I found this week was Elizabeth Banks has been cast in Paul Haggis's newest film, which already has Russell Crowe attached, called 3 Days.
Didn't she come in every movie last year?
Yeah, just about,
pretty much. But I don't think that's really why he's reading this article. I think he wants us to talk about this article because of that picture.
No, it's really that picture.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, we've seen her in
porn
before. She did a movie about porn.
You
can just Google Elizabeth Banks, no clues.
So this film, Next 3 Days, is apparently a remake of a French thriller, Poor L. I can't pronounce that, but whatever.
Shocking.
Je te dis.
Thank you.
Apparently that's what Andrew thinks it's pronounced.
So the synopsis that's been let out on the internet for this film, Next 3 Days, is really blank, but the synopsis for the film that it's based on, Damon is giving odd looks, which makes me worry, is said here that, where is this line? Lisa and Julian, the lead characters, are married and lead a happy, uneventful life with their son Oscar.
So,
but their life radically changes one morning when the police comes to arrest Lisa on murder charges. She's sentenced to 20 years of prison, convinced of his wife's innocence. Julian decides to act. How far will he be willing to go for her? That's the thing of the original.
Is Julian Russell Crowe?
I would assume so.
Okay. So he will fight slaves for her and then throw the sword into the crowd and say, "Are you not entertained?" That's keep how far he will go.
I've actually rewatched that movie recently.
Will you kick someone in a pit and wear a red cape?
Probably.
But that's Butler, not Crow.
Yes, but we can't mix them to this now. Mix all of them together.
So, I mean, Elizabeth Banks has been in every kind of film you can think of nowadays.
Me, dear.
Except for good ones. Oh, no, I'm just joking. No, she's in a couple good movies.
Averages.
Exactly.
She can't make 19 movies in 1 year and do one good movie.
She was in the first two Spider-Man movies.
That doesn't count. She was in the first
three. Oh, actually,
you know
what? No, okay.
She was in the first three.
She's in the first three.
But you said the first two.
She's in the third one as well.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Oh, you know what it is? She kept. Yeah, I know, but she kept saying that she's not going to be in the next one, and I forget that was not before the third. It's the fourth one that she's not going to be in. Anyway, a really good movie that she's in, I can actually tell you from now. It's a long time ago, though. Well, not that long. Is Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh.
It was really funny.
Alright.
Yes, I loved her in Scrubs, by the way. And I was really sad when they were starting to play up that she might not come back at all.
It's because
could
she's
we talk about the article?
Yeah. Alright. What do you think about this film and these people all together?
When there's a trailer, I'll be interested.
Thank you. I'm not a huge Elizabeth Banks fan. I've seen her in stuff that I like. I've also seen her in stuff that I don't like. She clearly is good to look at. But that's about it. There's nothing to sway me just because she's in a movie. Russell Crowe, yes, I really like him. However, State of Play wasn't that great. I'm not as bad as Damon. I think it was fairly average, I thought. But not bad. It was not a bad movie.
Why do you assume that once we do love movies, immediately go down to bad? No, Andrew.
Because I live on Twitch.
That is what is wrong with you. This is what is wrong.
You're either for the path of love or
I have a large grey area. And then beneath that is shitty movies like Chong Li.
But yeah, Russell Crowe has been in a few not so great movies. So for this movie I have to wait as does Damien.
It's trailer time.
Hold on, wait. I was actually going to know Attack Douglas.
Attack Douglas? Mm-hmm. With what? Wait. Russell Crowe's
you just said a line. Russell Crowe recently hasn't been in very
I did
good
not
movies,
say recently. Did. I said he has been in some bad movies, some not so great movies.
Oh, sorry. All right.
He was in a really cool-ish movie the other day, which you're going to throw at me, which is Body of Lies.
Actually, I didn't like that movie.
You didn't?
No.
Crazy person.
What?
He's a crazy
first of all, that movie was kind of cool. Second of all, you should have seen him after he finished watching the movie.
What are you talking about?
Whoa, this movie, no. It has Mark Strong.
Didn't we watch that movie?
No, we didn't.
I don't think so.
I think I went with him, I know that much, but I don't remember you being there.
I went to, that was back when I used to go to a certain movie.
But no, you were ecstatic over that movie when we left. I remember that.
I'm trying to find if I actually wrote a review for it so I can go to it and...
Wow.
Anyways, moving on.
Yes.
Exactly. So when we move on, we should actually move on. So
no, we
next?
Shouldn't. Trailers.
Trailers?
Unless there's any other news items you guys want to bring
no
up.
No more news trailers.
No, not really.
All right. Oh, this week in trailers there was Avatar.
You can make up some. Okay.
No.
Sorry.
The new James Cameron film that everyone's been talking about.
That's right.
Can't wait till it bombs in Christmas.
What do you think, Damien?
$500 million. Oh, Lord. Let me be clear. James Cameron is a fantastic director. But I've heard there's rumors going around that the movie's costing like $500 million or so. The last time people bet against him, he made a certain movie and has destroyed all records everywhere. That is the Usain Bolt of films.
I will not allow such references.
Do you like this movie, by the way? The Usain?
Huh?
Do you like the Usain movie?
What are you talking
about? Titanic.
Titanic. Oh, the one that you're talking about. Jesus Christ.
He was going with the reference.
Oh, fair enough. My fault. Actually, not really.
Okay.
It is one of those meh movies that fall in the gray area.
Personally, I leave that in though. I watched it when I was supposed to hate its age. So I want to revisit it and give it a fair chance.
I fell asleep 3 times in Carib watching that movie. Then watched it later. Still didn't like it. And I watched it again because my sisters loved that movie more than I think Air and Water. But still didn't like it. And I didn't like it. I was so against that movie that there was a time that I didn't like Mr. DiCaprio. But then I saw Who's Eating Gilbert Grape.
That is a fantastic
movie.
It was freaking awesome.
It was, man, that really changed my...
I couldn't believe it was the same person.
Yeah, because I always had this thing. I was like, you know what? He clearly got good with age. No, he didn't. He was awesome back then, too.
It's pretty good.
Oh, jeez, that was really good.
So I saw this trailer and it reminded me of a trailer I saw last year for a terrible CG movie called Delgo. Now, I've seen Delgo because I have had small children over.
No, I haven't seen it.
And we put in the movie. Small children were pleased because it was pretty and nothing else.
Just like all the Star Wars films.
Whatever. Now, I saw the trailer and I would, like, in my head I went, wow, this trailer looks a lot like Delgo. And then I went to the movie blog and they so kindly put up a screenshot of stills from the trailer and for Avatar and Delgo beside each other, and a lot of them match up. Now, I'm pretty sure that in digital 3D or whatever it is that Cameron is doing, it looks more awesome. According to him, what I downloaded a 1080p trailer for this, and while the CG looks good, not so hyped about this movie, not really.
Douglas,
okay, so this is Avatar we're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you've totally been listening to us.
Oh no, I have not.
Shocking. iPhone.
I have been scrolling. Yes. So this trailer, I don't know, it didn't look that great. Like Damon was saying, actually I was listening, so there. the graphics look great. But the story, it looks like it could be a little bit on the generic side. Yes, he's got some tricks and stuff in there. Ooh, it's an alien thing, whatever. But essentially what it is that he's got these people that are somehow infiltrating the alien life. And clearly they're going to come to... It looks like it's some sort of war on the aliens. And then they're going
to
say, but hey, these aliens are good guys. Mm-hmm. Let's not have war with them anymore. And then there's going to be some sort of, big thing go on
if
that
the
happens
aliens,
based on that.
One of my problems is that the aliens don't look alien enough.
Oh, did you read why that is so?
No.
Apparently James Cameron said, listen, we're going to design these aliens not based on the fact that they're aliens, but based on the fact that they have to look like I'd want to have sex with them. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
You never read that article?
No.
There was this big... I can't remember
who
had that one. Check Cinematical or somebody.
I'm hoping that's the line.
He was like, listen, let's design these things. And he took a poll of the cast and the crew. Would you do the alien?
But the problem is that they're blue people with animal eyes. And it is not... Honestly, it isn't...
Come on, there have been fanboys out there wanting to have sex with Star Wars alien characters.
No, my problem... Look, when the birds and that thing that was roaring in the jungle, right? all of them look like things that exist here on Earth. And if that is what you're going to do, why not just make the aliens look like people? Since you're going to cheat anyway and have large blue people, why not just have make them people? Why not just have the aliens be for people? Just have all life forms in the universe that are people.
You see, I saw this trailer and I mean, I can't help but think that I'm disappointed, and I don't know.
I think the hype. I think that's the problem. People have been hyping this idea
for
so long.
Because just the concept.
And they've kept so much of it under wraps for so long. And then after Comic Con, everywhere you looked, people were saying, the footage was awesome. It looked like this. This is the first trailer
ever. Remember, the footage is not the trailer, you know. Right. They actually saw pieces of the movie.
This is the first trailer that, right off the bat, I downloaded a 1080p version. I'm like, I have to see the best quality trailer, right? And no. No. Meh. That is all I have to say to this trailer.
Yeah.
If a second trailer comes out that isn't more awesome, I'm going to have to bet against Cameron for Christmas.
Oh, no. Cameron will never die. I'm going to watch this movie. And so is everybody on this, you know, Earth that has eyes and ears and...
No, if they budget it correctly... If they market it correctly, can market anything and get people to watch it. But I don't know.
So just to let everyone know, we have not seen this Avatar footage from Avatar Day because we live in Jamaica.
No,
we don't have an IMAX screen. People don't give people don't give a shit about us theatrically. Just to remind you, as we've been saying forever, we haven't seen Moon. We haven't seen
500 Days of Summer.
We haven't seen Brothers Bloom. All of those movies haven't come out in theaters.
No, but you see, you're naming like indie films. We haven't seen blockbusters. Well, it's not a blockbuster, but pretty decently big.
We haven't seen Inglourious Basterds. Inglourious Basterds hasn't been released here and hasn't even been advertised. So we have not seen the Avatar footage from Avatar Day. All we have seen is this trailer, right? And I think what Damian said is perfectly right. Based on just the idea that was out there from months ago of this passion project that Cameron is doing. He's revolutionizing 3D. Right. And he's doing... I'm sure this movie possibly can live up to this hype and will definitely bank when it hits theaters.
He put America in recession because of all the money he's been spending on this shit.
But this trailer...
And the trailer looks generic.
To say the least.
I'm going to say it looks generic. Honestly. The Final Fantasy Advent Children trailer, which is just CG people hitting other CG people, looked awesome. This trailer is not awesome. And anyone that says otherwise is lying to themselves.
Can I tell you, the title, Avatar, for a long while people were confusing whether it was the Cameron or the Shyamalan thing. And and that, because, I mean, we all knew Shyamalan was doing an Avatar movie, right?
That movie's great.
And, I mean... The title, even though we knew it had nothing to do with the Airbender, so we didn't know anything really about this film. For me, once I figured out from this trailer what Avatar meant, I was highly disappointed. I just had, like, the world came crashing down for me.
His brain is in this other creature. What?
And the other creature somehow, just by putting your brain into their creature, they like change their facial
and speaks like English.
All right, so final point on this trailer. Is it selling you? Are you going to see the film? Blah blah blah.
No.
No?
Well, you're not going to see the film, not because of the trailer.
No. If they fix... You guys said that they fix Caribbean.
And I mean, this is going to be in digital 3D,
right,
so...
You guys said that they fix Caribbean. Uh-huh. And if it comes out and... shit is right at Caribbean, then I'll go back.
Mm.
You know what you should
but
go and see? They've released Up this week in digital 3D, which I want to go and watch.
Right. Well,
because 2012 is coming out in Christmas, so if there's ever a time for me to go back to Caribbean,
Douglas,
this is an Avatar.
Meh.
Meh.
I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, because he's spent $9 billion on it.
You have to pay him back.
Have to pay, right? So that America can go back, it come out of this recession.
But yeah, it doesn't really sell me yet. I'm waiting and I'm hoping.
I totally am going to see this film, but this trailer, no. This trailer was a bad trailer as far as I'm concerned. And just to let you guys know, Jack in the chat room is saying he's seen the Avatar Day footage, and quote, I would totally do those aliens.
Awesome.
Wow. I think you have some issues.
Another trailer that hit the net this week was Youth in Revolt. New Michael Cera trailer.
I say we let the kid do the dishes, and you and I retire to the master bedroom.
Mom, do you think it's a puppy love thing with Jerry, or is he someone that I can look forward to having around for years to come?
Honey, this is Sheenie Saunders. She just stopped by to introduce herself. Isn't that neighborly?
For Nick, Sheenie was the one.
I'm going on a hike. I'd ask you to come along, but you haven't got any hiking boots, maps, or a compass.
No, fine, I do all my hiking freeform. I enter the wilderness with nothing more than a childlike sense of wonder.
Do you mind applying this to my exposed areas?
Sure.
Until she became the one.
You get turned on easily?
Who got away.
She certainly sounds uninhibited. I wonder if she likes intelligent boys.
Nick, you're very nice, but I just don't have those feelings for you.
Oh, I see.
Now, to win her over, he'll have to give love.
I've decided to create a supplementary persona named Francois Dillinger. You're not gonna get this girl by sitting around listening to records. Bold, contemptuous of authority.
Thanks for breakfast.
Where are you going?
And irresistible to women.
Nick?
Do you think I could cuddle next to you? Or we could do more than just cuddle. And why don't you pull down these blankets and show me what you're hiding under there?
Is that what you want me to do?
Say yes.
What's happened to your clothes, son?
Iron S took them.
And why don't you have any clothes on?
Solidarity.
Of course.
This fall.
Now it's time to rebel, Nick.
Can we keep it to the absolute minimum amount of destruction possible?
Okay, absolute minimum. That's good.
How far will one guy go?
You set a $5 million fire?
I refuse to stand for such allegations.
For the girl of his dreams.
I burned down Berkeley for you.
That is so romantic, Nikki.
We need to get out of town. I can't leave without Sheenie. Think, is this girl worth going to jail for? We could be outlaws together.
I have to think.
Seems to me you've got two options. Fake your own death or commit suicide.
Now, Damon has made his problems with Cera.
No, I don't have a problem with Cera.
Very vocal. However, I mean, this trailer definitely pushes a slightly different Cera character for
He's
it.
Not the same Michael Cera.
Well,
and then
he
there's
is,
the alter ego
is,
with the mustache.
And then there's the alter ego with the mustache.
Damon, so this is not going to be another Michael Cera movie.
I think
we haven't seen
this
movie before.
This is Michael Cera's attempt at Fight Club. That's what this is.
Never say that again. I'm very serious.
Oh, wow.
This is another Michael Cera movie that I won't watch. Are you going to see Paper Heart?
Yes.
I'm sure you are.
I want to watch
it. I am not going to watch it. Because I'm tired of Michael Cera acting like Michael Cera. He's done it in the last 9,000 movies. I don't want to see it again. Why would I go and pay money to see? I can just watch a previous Michael Cera movie and hate that movie. Why not? Why can't
but
I
don't
just continue
you do, but
doing
don't
that?
You do that for Christian Bale anyways?
No. Because Christian Bale can act.
But he's the same person in all, most of his
I'm
films.
I'm sure he is. Really? That's
yes.
That's
yeah.
I'm not going to have this conversation. Moving on.
Douglas.
Youth
what?
In Revolt.
Youth in Revolt. Because you've gone back to scrolling.
The movie, it looks like it could be good. The trailer itself was kind of fun. Not great, but good. So, yes, it has sold me in a sense, because I wasn't sure the whole Youth in Revolt thing. I was like, this is going to be another Cera movie. And it looks like it could still be one, but at least they're trying to play a little bit of a twist on it. It's not just
oh, I'm awkward, and I've got this voice that goes up and down because I haven't got through puberty yet. It's, you know, it's still, they're trying a little bit different. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Andrew loves this show.
This movie looks hilarious.
He put it on the website. This trailer came out the same day as Avatar, and he didn't post about that.
I posted Avatar.
Or the Wolfman
trailer. I posted Avatar and Wolfman.
Yes, but then by itself, giant.
Well, I mean,
why do you love the trailer?
Damon is trying not to kill me. I love this trailer because, as I said, I find it hilarious to see Cero in this role with the mustache and the...
So it's him doing something else. That is what he's
yes.
enjoying. Not the trailer.
I do.
The fact that he's doing...
And I mean, some of the things in the trailer are pretty hilarious. Like when you see him throw the car off into the water.
Danny.
That's pretty funny. Come on.
Did you see The Hangover?
Yes.
Was that funny?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to know where...
Where funny lies.
Yes.
Three Amigos is the funniest film
that
ever.
You have a wide, wide range of shit that you call
wide, it. Wide range? Would you call it a plethora?
Yes.
Continue, sir.
You love the trailer because Michael Cera is awesome. And he came in that one series that I love.
Actually,
and
I've never seen.
Movie
oh wait, are you talking about? Oh shit! I'm sorry.
Well, he's only been in one series, man. Come on.
And that
Come
one
on.
Movie that I love.
Wait, wasn't he in this other web series thing?
Oh, web series, maybe. But
yes, that is exactly.
Oh, are
what
you
I'm
talking about the history thing that he was in one episode of?
No, there was this.
Back to Why You Love the Trailer, sir.
Fuck, I can't remember.
No shit.
Moving on. Basically, Michael Cera totally wins me in this trailer, and some of the things that he does just with that character. Looks awesome, and I want to watch it. Damien looks not amused. Moving on.
I just downloaded the Ustream app on the iPhone to see if I could join the chat room, but I can't because we're not either popular or featured.
Aww. People make us popular and featured. Fuck you. Whatever. another trailer which hit the net this week, The House of the Devil.
I can tell you like it.
I love it. It's perfect.
About the deposit? I'll agree to waive all the deposit stuff. You just give me the first month's down, we'll call it a day, all right? It's hard coming up with all that money, isn't it?
It's gonna work out.
You're not the one with $84 in the bank account, and I checked it right on Monday.
You know what you should do.
Hi. I'm calling in regards to the babysitter flyer posted outside my dorm.
Tonight's big eclipse is now well underway.
I feel a little weird just dropping you out here in the middle of wherever we are.
Samantha, because I've not been completely honest.
Yes. Douglas, talk about this trailer for me.
Yes. Tell us why you love this trailer.
Why I love this trailer?
Yes, this trailer is so awesome. How awesome is your trailer?
This trailer with a guy who looks so much like George Carlin.
He does not look
yes,
like George.
Does.
No,
he does not.
Very
he good. Is old. He has a beard and he's going bald. That is where the similarities between him and George Carlin. Stop. Okay, I'm sure he doesn't tell jokes, but he looks a lot like George Carlin.
No, he doesn't. He does not. Anyway, this trailer...
Stars George Carlin.
No, George Carlin lookalike. The guy who came to fame as soon as George Carlin passed.
Right.
Because everyone needed a George Carlin character in their film.
Stunt double.
Alright, so this trailer is... I really liked it. Not because, you know, it looks like it's going to be a really good movie. Which I hope it will be. And I have seen good reviews for it. But just the way that they've cut up the trailer, it is a bit reminiscent of, you know, the campy slasher film type stuff. Especially the last, say, I don't know, 20 seconds of it, where you see the title just coming up one word after another with cuts of like gory stuff in between. And I just thought it was fun to watch. I smiled most of the way through. So that's why I liked it. It's not like I'm saying, oh, this is the movie
awesome.
To watch. But it could be. You never know. And you know, again, like I am with most movies, I'm hopeful.
Okay.
Damien?
I have given up on the horror genre. You guys have told me to go out and watch what is Sam Raimi's last
movie. Yes, Drag Me to Hell.
Still haven't seen it. And even when I get it, I probably won't watch it. I'm pretty much done with horror movies because they're all too samey. We've had this conversation before. I should, you know, be objective and, you know, try to watch more horror movies. But I'm Damien and I won't do that. I'm just going to be biased and say that all horror movies are garbage. And the second I saw the name of the movie, I had it in my head that the movie was bad and that the trailer is bad and there's nothing I can do. It's the, what's his name, Michael Cera effect all over again. It's a horror movie, so it's just bad.
It just attaches, just immediately gets thrown in the bin.
I mean, it would have to be, this trailer would have to be so awesome that there'd be no way for my brain to deny it, but he loves the trailer. All I saw in the trailer was gore and people screaming, and that's really not doing it for me right now. Andrew?
This trailer is bad. So for all you people out there who think that I love all trailers because I fight for trailers people these other two people hate, no, there are bad trailers out there that I hate, and this is one of them. No, I mean, we saw The Orphan this week, which is a horror film. I liked it a lot, even though it definitely follows the horror cliche street.
Really?
but this film,
girls killing shit. Never seen it before. Never.
This film reminds me of movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where some group of people go to this house, and then guess what's going to happen? They're all going to die.
And no one person will escape.
Horribly. Oh yeah, because there has to be a survivor to tell the story.
No, it's not to tell the story, Andrew. It's so that there can be a sequel. Get it right.
Just like Final Destination, right? No, I'm talking about the first one. Which...
No, I'm talking about the new one.
So are we getting that the Final Destination will end with them all dying?
No.
One person must leave.
So that there can be the Final Destination 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
This movie looks like... All it's going to do is give you these kills, just like Final Destination.
Just say horrible. Say it with me.
By the way, before we continue with this review of the trailer, how is Saw?
Saw? I like that movie a lot.
Okay, continue.
I haven't seen the
like
sequels. I've only seen
the
first one.
Shooting yourself in the face.
They're movies which do things well.
Hello.
And movies which do the exact same thing poorly.
Leg Company.
Was that your own? Whoa. Well done.
You're welcome.
Well done. That's all I really have to say about this trailer.
Yes.
And since it looks like we have a little time, I want to push this trailer in the show. Wolfman.
It was 25 years ago that my father found him. He was torn to pieces and half eaten. Whatever did it was big, and buckshot couldn't kill it. After that, my father went home and cast silver bullets. Wouldn't leave the house on a full moon from then on.
Lo and behold, prodigal son returns.
Hello, father.
You've come for the funeral.
What happened?
Your brother's body was found in a ditch.
He'd been torn to pieces. If there's anything you need, please let me know.
I want to know what happened to him.
Francis Abeline, Scotland Yard.
I cannot stress enough the mortal peril you're in.
What kind of animal could have done such a thing?
You're risking your life. Darkness comes for you.
He's been quite seriously injured.
Thank you for staying with me.
Now we know it's still out there.
You were bitten by the beast. You bear his mark now.
You believe in curses?
You have to leave.
What are you afraid of?
There are those who doubt the power to change men into beasts. A beast has come among us.
Terrible things, Lawrence. You've done terrible things.
We've seen this trailer.
Yes, we have.
What do you think, Douglas?
I think it's really good looking. I'm very upset that they've pushed this movie yet again.
It's going to be out in February.
Yeah, I know. You know, this trailer was a really good trailer. I don't like Emily Blunt, you know this. Mm-hmm. However,
why?
I do like... I don't know, I just don't
the
like
thing
her.
Your chin.
No, I mean, that aside, that's just foolishness. I've never
watched
her. Okay, I watched that movie, but I've never watched her in a movie where I was like, she's really good.
Have you seen Sunshine TV?
Yes, I have.
And you didn't like her in that at all?
No.
I like that movie a lot.
I love
it. No, I didn't really like that movie. It was a little bit... Meh. I mean... I wanted to like the movie,
it's
so it's
okay
not like
to not like movies.
You can all that will happen is Damon will make a joke.
Anyway, no, I didn't like her or that movie. What was I saying? Yeah, no, I really like that scene where, you know, she's running away from the Wolfman.
Right.
And that was kind of cool. And the silhouettes that they had in the trailer were really cool, with the Wolfman and his claws and all that good stuff. So,
like, yeah, when they finally captured him, he's like, I'm going to kill you all. I like the cast of this movie. And I like the trailer a lot. I thought it was just going to be a more horror type movie where there's just this Wolfman and he comes and he kills people. And then people come and try and find a way to kill him. But that clearly isn't all there is to the movie. And it says so in the trailer. It looks very pretty. I think I'm going to watch this movie.
The look of this trailer is wonderful.
It's really
definitely
nice.
Fits what I imagined when those stills came out of The Wolf earlier in the year. It was one of those films that was my top anticipated films of the year. It will make it next year when we talk about that next year, since we won't be seeing this until February.
Well, you're assuming we're seeing it in February.
Well, when I say
this,
we,
this is probably big enough that Care will
possibly. We can imagine.
They're releasing the trailer this early. It means that there's a good amount of marketing that's going to go behind this movie.
One thing that has me worried though about this movie is the director.
Okay.
Why is that?
Joe Johnston is directing this film, and this is the guy who gave us stuff like The Rocketeer, October Sky, The Adventures of Indiana Jones,
which
Spring Break
October
Adventure.
Sky? Why do I know that name?
Hidalgo, Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, Hidalgo. Mm.
I mean, the only film on his list that I definitely like, and I'm sure I might not like if I revisit it, is Jumanji.
I liked Hidalgo. It wasn't great, but sorry.
I mean,
I couldn't sit down to watch that.
Although I think I might be biased because it was the movie he did after Lord of the Rings. I should watch that movie.
I mean, the cast alone, Hugo Weaving, Benicio Del Toro, Anthony Hopkins, all amazing cast.
Hey, why did he leave with Emily Blunt?
Oh, Emily Blunt, sorry. You see, the thing is that I remember them because they're the huge
actors.
People. While Emily Blunt, I'm like, there's a woman in this movie.
Sex bastard. It's about time.
So we're moved on from racist to sexist.
No, you're still racist.
Oh, okay. I mean, when you see the cuts of the transformation, I mean, they don't give us the full thing, which I'm sure will come in the film, but the stuff that you do see from when Benicio Del Toro starts to transform into the wolf, it just looks wonderful, and I can't wait to see this film.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he gets
this
one right.
I hope Joe Johnson does it well.
Fuck it up.
Alright, so that's it for trailers.
Yes.
Moving on into our feature review of the week.
Yay!
Absurdistan.
Shit.
Willkommen in Absurdistan, einem Dorf wie überall.
Die Frauen sind schön und fleißig. Die Männer faul und träge. So wäre es wahrscheinlich die nächsten Jahrhunderte geblieben.
So, in case you're one of the regular population and have never heard of this film...
This if you're movie, not one of the three people, the director and his two brothers.
This movie is about a little town in some Middle Eastern area, but I don't think they make it clear where.
No, it's in Absurdistan. If you look on a map, you'll find it.
About this town which is having trouble getting water, right? And the women have decided to put their foot down and say there is no sex until you fix this problem.
That's not what the movie's about.
And it really centers around these two youngsters.
Ah, yes.
Who are supposed to... It's supposed to be their moment to get together.
Right, they're supposed to bang each other.
It's been predetermined that on this date is the best time for them to fuck.
For the banging.
However, it fell into this time when all of this water trouble is coming, and
we all know there can be no sex without water.
So this movie is the movie that tells the tale
because
of
there can be no
showering. The lengths that men will go to get sex.
Actually,
except not the men.
Exactly, not in this story. It's actually the length that one little boy will go to, because the men in this movie do absolutely nothing.
No, they try to get sex. They just do it in a different way. Instead of fixing the water,
instead of doing the one thing that would guarantee.
So, I mean, Douglas, what do you think of this film?
This film was... It wasn't that good. It was a little bit below average. I don't say that it's bad because there
you
were...
chose the movie.
No, there were some moments.
On a streak.
There were some moments when I actually watched the movie and I was laughing. Not because it was ridiculous. There were a lot of those. But I was laughing because, you know what, it was genuinely funny. There were a couple genuinely funny moments in this movie.
Could you give me an example, sir?
I don't have to justify myself to you.
No, you're going to have to.
No, there were a few laugh-out funny moments. Just nothing big.
I'm sorry. When early in the film, when they were showing you the town before all the trouble came, mm-hmm. I thought it was hilarious to see all of those scenes where the men would come in and have sex with the women.
Yeah.
While they were doing whatever they were doing. Like, for example, there was the blacksmith. Where the woman was there,
the thing on
he immediately said, "We need to have sex." And the woman's like, "I'm working, I'm doing all of these three things at once." And the man just immediately takes one of the rods out of her hand, hooks it to the back of her skirt, lifts it up, and screws her so that the three things can keep happening while they have sex, which I thought was funny. I have to give this movie did have a couple of funny moments. I have to give it that.
So the main reason that this movie fails is because direction it decides to take. It decides, as opposed to, you know, having this tone be the focus. I shouldn't even say focus because that's like a broader look, but whatever. They decided to focus on these two young people. That it was just so cheesy and corny and... Oh God! In the end, when they were flying, ooh, that was.
Oh
nice.
Yeah, that was.
So yeah, this is definitely not something to write home about. I wouldn't even say watch it for giggles, but if you know you've got nothing else to do, and you see this on,
you turn off the television and you screw your wife.
And if your wife isn't around, you could do
you
worse.
Could do
okay, so
you could do some light gardening, bake a cake.
What about you, Andrew? What did you think?
I have to say that I enjoyed it slightly more than you, but definitely not going to call this movie good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It worked for me on the bad comedic level.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of those times. Like, what the hell are they doing?
You know, for example, when the man dresses up as a woman.
And then he decides not to spy. He's just like, you know what? I'll have lesbian sex with everyone.
And the fact that all of these... No. They can make a joke about men not being able to figure out fake breasts. I could take that joke, but women not being able to figure out that this man is wearing cut melons or
actually,
something.
You know what was really funny? The fact that they kidnapped this woman, but it wasn't because they wanted to have sex with her. Like, that's what they thought for a long time. They kidnapped this woman, and I'm like, okay, so they're all going to have their way with her in the room. No, they didn't. They just tied her up so they could take her
clothes. I told you when we were watching the movie. I was like, okay, so we're in a small town of what they said was like a dozen families, right? So basically, every man has a woman, right? So when you kidnap the woman, if it were that they were all going to have their way with her, right? There is one man in this group who is the husband of this woman. How was he going to take this? They wouldn't let that happen. That would be
he'll
just
take it standing up. But no, you know what? Actually, also another thing that I found
absurd.
Yes, was that? Do you remember that they were talking about how they grew up and they had this? You saw in the beginning in the flashbacks this huge class with all of these children. Where did those children go?
They went on the bus.
they realized it's because the bus was full when they was leaving.
Yeah, full of men.
Yes.
Are you saying that in this town, that the children, they were, say, 30 children, men, and one female child?
That's exactly.
He got lucky.
So that's why they didn't come back then, huh? Uh-huh.
You're like, this is worthless. Let's not go there.
I like how the boss was able to come back, but when he was taking the taxi to come home, it was impossible.
Well, you know, it's possible that the bus has
better shocks. Just
like that. It had those monster truck
better ground coverage.
Another thing that I did take out of this movie was this absurd, as we like to call it, relationship between Aya and Temulka, is that the name?
Could we not? The youth and the girl.
Right? I mean, when you saw them as children, like, when they reached the stage of, like, being 14 or whatever, and it was the first time that he considered screwing her,
she decided to come out on the roof naked. This was a wonderful idea.
No, you see, I'm not talking.
I am very hot. Let me go on the roof naked.
There could be worse things.
Alright. since no one has ever went to watch this movie anyways, I'm just going to tell you my biggest problem.
Spoiler!
They need water. They laid pipe to get this water. However, the water is beneath.
Which we find out later.
And no one knew this. No one thought we have pipe.
Well,
and hammers.
No,
maybe
they said,
we should dig a hole.
Hold on. They said in the beginning of the movie that there was originally water in the town underneath in the river, but then it mysteriously dried up. And so, I mean, I know it's a big, it's not, you know, extremely well covered, but you saw that in the end there was this big hole that then needed to get plugged with the spike thing.
And they thought that the best way was to go through caves and down instead of just going down.
Did you
down.
See these men?
Yes.
And you don't believe
they were smart
true?
Enough to lay to build this pipe, but not smart enough to dig a hole. In the end, they dug a hole and plugged a hole, which a strict with it was a whore taught him how. He went away for 4 years to learn how to fix the town, and it wasn't until a stripper/whore told him, oh, you know what you can do to stop leaks? You can plug it with something. That he went, oh yes!
I never thought of that before.
Genius!
But you see, my question is, right, in the film, when they talk about them building the pipe, right, they give you the history of how these brave men went into these caves,
yes,
these dangerous caves.
Died. Like 9 men died.
Right? And all
where
of these, right, you see, you see, here's the thing, right? So they made it sound like these are dangerous caves, never go down there. So I'll kind of accept that they didn't know there was water beneath them. But you see, it's like they never went past that point. So they didn't, like, end up. And if they went past that point, those were the men who died.
Silly.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Or
tell
maybe
me if I'm wrong.
No, no, you're not wrong.
I'm not
it's
wrong.
It's just stupid.
Right? Well, it's absurd. So I can kind of accept that no one knew there was water right under the tongue.
Except the witch lady, of course. She knew all along.
No, you see.
Because when the earth tripped, she was like, yes, the water is coming. Thank you.
The witch she could read the stars.
Yes, she could.
But you see, here's the thing, right?
Don't it was, bang in for you.
It was simple and stupid that the whore told him, you know, you can plug holes and that will fix the problem. However, my question is, how come...
Why did he bring a pipe down there? If he thought that was the answer.
No, but he fixed it with a pipe.
What if he thought that there was a leak? Why would he bring a pipe to fix a leak?
Oh no, he didn't think it was a leak. The lady of the night. Mm-hmm. I don't call them whores.
She.
you don't have to talk to them.
Yes, you call them scans, don't you? Like you're.
Because you're a teacher.
Exactly. No, I didn't call her a skank. I said she was behaving like a skank.
Totally different things.
Exactly. Anyway, but she didn't actually say that you need to plug this thing. She said that this is a thing you will need to fix it. So it wasn't necessarily a plug. It was a weird little thing.
And to be fair, she knows a lot about plugging holes.
At least temporarily.
Yeah, this move is nonsense. Andrew says he kind of sort of likes it.
I like it for a couple of jokes.
It's not really that bad. I'll never watch this movie.
The thing about this movie is the concept. The concept could have worked, but they just didn't pull it off right.
My favorite thing is he had 6 days to fix this, right? And on the sixth day, he fixed it. You guys were saying, as soon as the water came back, there was grass and outside of my. No. He had 6 days to bang this girl before he could. The stars went away and he could bang this girl. After he went and fixed the pipe on the sixth day, he still had time to go and build her a rocket with parachutes. And he did that after he came back with water. Right, so he was just drowning, came back, called her away, went and built a rocket. All before the day ended. And the rocket flew using small propane tanks, which is, NASA needs to just I can use cooking gas to fly. This is genius. This movie's nonsense. And Douglas has three in a row.
Andrew has come off of his horrible streak and it's been passed along to Douglas.
You guys didn't
like cold.
You guys didn't like Max Manus? Wasn't a bad movie. You guys also didn't like Quid Pro Quo? Wasn't a bad
movie. Oh yes, it was.
Fair enough. So, right, fair enough. You guys hated it. Max Manus wasn't that bad.
Yeah, Max. I give you Max Manus.
But you have given us three shitty movies. Starting with Some stupid girl on a train. Some stupid girl and her family.
No, but you said that. That's
what was that? What was the second movie?
Welcome to the Lord. Some stupid movie.
I blocked that one out of my memory already.
I thought he was the one that reminded me. And now, some stupid girl and her boyfriend. So let me be clear. If there's a foreign film. And a girl has anything to do with it, the answer is no. It's time you start watching these movies first. You hear me? You cannot continue like this. Alright? You've made me go out of my way to watch movies that I've never watched. Never. And I've never come across any of these movies. Hadn't it been for you, they've been three shitty books. Stop it. Right? We mock him, but you're. What is wrong with you?
Okay.
Great foreign films like Rafifi. No one watches that.
But you didn't watch it until...
Yes, but now I have. 1 year ago, which is exactly when I gave you the movies. You still haven't watched any of them. You've gone, no, I will watch Chong Li.
I will watch G.I. Orphan.
I'm the Orphan. And leave great movies
it's
for
orphan.
Later.
It's Orphan, not Whatever. The Orphan. Show some respect.
You're right.
Alright, so I guess we can wrap it up here.
Yes.
Absurdistan, recommend?
No.
No?
I need to go home and delete it out of the media center. before someone else stumbles across it. Because it is real. There's 17 again, Annie Hall, and then upstairs. No, we need to.
Have you watched 17 again?
Yes.
Is it any good at all?
It is remarkably good.
Alright, I'm gonna watch it because
Zac Efron.
You're not serious.
No, because I heard you're being sarcastic.
Wait. Listen to me. I hate Zac Efron more than all. None of you are even close. I saw this movie. At the start of the movie, there was a little dance number, and I went to delete the movie after that. And for some strange reason, I said, "You know what? Let me just continue watching the movie." And it is surprisingly good. I actually think that Zac Efron, you know, has some amount of talent. It's not phenomenal. This movie is 6.5 at best. Mm-hmm. But it is better than the 2 that the movie was after seeing the trailer. It's
definitely better than Absurdistan. I mean,
you've seen the movie, yeah. Have you seen Big?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right.
So it's like Big, just for the Disney Channel people. Mm-hmm. But they took steps to make it mature. So it was not just Zac Efron being Zac Efron and tailored to children. It wasn't an insult to my intelligence. Let me say, I won't be to anybody else's. And there's a guy that plays his friend.
He's so good in
this movie.
He's such a funny guy.
There's times when I felt tears coming because he's.
You know who he is? Have you ever watched Reno
911? Yeah, I know where he's coming. Okay. He comes from. I mean, he's so good in it. Oh my word. I mean, him alone would save that movie. It's just like I wanted to hate the movie. Like I watched it knowing that I was not going to like this movie because Zac Efron is in it. When you see the first 5 minutes, just take that out of your head because you'll hit. There's no way. You see it and you go, "Demons are son, I'm going to punch you." But that is not the movie that they're making. First 5 minutes to remind Disney, the young girls who came because of the Zac Efron movie, is to remind them that yes, he's still in the movie. And it's a bait and switch for them. Oh, you thought it's High School Musical 3? Yeah, is that? No. They went on and made a proper movie after that.
Alright. So let's just wrap it up here.
Annie Hall is not that good. Have you seen it?
Sorry. Annie Hall, as in Woody Allen.
Yeah, the movie that I love.
Annie Hall. Uh-huh. I've seen... Mm-mm. I think I've seen all of it, but I'm not sure. I enjoyed what I saw.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely... That's firmly rooted in the grave. In giant me.
Understood. So... As I've been trying for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
Let's wrap this up here.
That is Andrew. I'm Damien. This is Douglas. You can find Andrew on the internet. And Douglas on the internet.
You can never find me
ever. Where can they find you, Andrew?
GmanReviews.com and twitter.com/GmanReviews.
Facebook, no?
No, I don't give up Facebook.
Oh, you're better than... than your Twitter people.
You do not tell people to randomly friend you on
Twitter
Facebook.
Twitter people to talk to him on Facebook.
You can find Jack and all of those guys. Yeah. No, they can't touch you on Facebook.
Not allowed.
The dirty unwashed Twitter masses.
Have you seen some of them? I get at least 10 porn accounts attaching themselves to following me on Twitter. I don't need them trying to add me on Facebook.
Yeah, so porn is the reason, you know. Alright. That sounds feasible to Damien. Mm-hmm. Yes, and where can they find you, Douglas?
Well, they can find me. Well, my name on Twitter is DJR Lost His Name.
And you don't give out Facebook accounts.
did you do like the naming thing for the Facebook?
Yeah, I did. My username for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So it's Facebook /
the same username, actually.
Oh. Actually, mine is Andrew N. Robinson.
Oh, you just gave away your Facebook!
I can edit it out.
No, not anymore!
Post it now! Tweet his... his Facebook name. Do it
I
now.
Will tweet it. As per usual, you can hear us on the website, gmanreviews.com. You can use our RSS feed, the Podcast Alley, or iTunes to listen to us. And you can catch us here on Ustream Live every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Or thereabouts. No, it's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, because it's 9 o'clock in Jamaica.
So 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Eastern Daylight Time for you guys. Jamaica, yeah.
Because, I don't know.
What, Jamaicans don't listen to this?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably right. They only watch shitty movies anyway.
They only watch G.I. Joe. But then again, I watch G.I. Joe. So.
All of America saw G.I. Joe.
So, I mean, that's it. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week. What you know is true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tell.